Hare Krishna. As you all know, we are now in Surabhi Kund. And Surabhi Kund is an extremely important place for the entire Vaishnava community and those who study Srimad Bhagavatam and those who try to perform devotional service to purify their hearts, because here in this place, Lord Indra and Surabhi, the celestial cow, they bathe Lord Krishna. And here,
one moment, can you all hear acoustically? So, sound man, louder please, louder please. Sound man ji.
Hare Krishna. Is that better? Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So here in this place, in Surabhi Kund, it is such an auspicious place because it is said here is where one's offenses are forgiven, as Indra's offenses to Krishna were forgiven here. Now, after the Govardhan Leela took place, Krishna decided to leave his cowherd boyfriends on the next day, and he told them that he would wander around Govardhan Hill just to inspect to see what damages had occurred to the hill. But that was not his real intention. He wanted to go to a secluded place to give Indra an opportunity to apologize so he didn't have to be humiliated to apologize in public. So when Indra came, he came not riding on his elephant carrier, but he came humbly, and he brought with him Surabhi, a celestial cow, because he knew how fond Krishna was of cows. Krishna loved the cows. So Indra came, and with his effulgent helmet, he touched the lotus feet of Krishna. He bowed down to Krishna, understanding this cowherd boy was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he began to offer prayers. He said, he described Krishna's form, which is of pure goodness, beyond the modes of material nature. And then he explained that there was no ignorance in Krishna. Previously, he thought that Krishna had stopped the Govardhan Puja, the sacrifice to Indra, because he thought that Krishna himself wanted to enjoy. Enjoy that was meant for him. And then he explained that no, because you are transcendental. You are beyond the modes of material nature. There cannot be any ignorance in you. And you are the father and spiritual master of the entire universe. You are the Adi Guru. And you are the supreme controller. And out of your free will, you come to this world and you act to remove the false pride of those who consider themselves masters in this world. Then Indra began to be humble. Even fools like me, who proudly think themselves as universal lords, they quickly give up their pride and they take to spiritual progression when they see that even when time confronts you, and time is the chakra of Krishna, and time means death for everyone in the material world, which is terrifying, And even the ignorant souls who think themselves controllers when they see that Krishna is fearless in front of time. They take to spiritual life and you punish them just to instruct them. I was fully absorbed in my pride. Pride in my ruling power. And I was ignorant. When there is pride, there cannot be knowledge, because pride means ignorance. And I was ignorant of your majesty, your greatness. And then, O Lord, I offended you. O Lord, may you forgive me. This is the mood to approach Krishna prayerfully in this holy place of Sarabhikund. And after we speak for just a few minutes, we'll ask everyone to offer that kind of a prayer in this specific place, because here is the place where offenses are forgiven. My intelligence was bewildered, Indra said. But let my consciousness never again become impure in that way. You descended into this world, O Lord, to destroy the warlords who burden the earth and who create so many terrible disturbances. O Lord, you simultaneously, at the same time, you act for the welfare of those who faithfully serve your lotus feet. Obeisance is unto you, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the great soul who are all-pervading and who resides in the heart of everyone. My obeisance is unto you, O Chief of the Yadu Dynasty. So he's speaking to Krishna like this, even though Krishna is just wandering around Vrindavan without shoes, herding the cows, playing with his friends. Unto him who assumes transcendental forms according to the desires of his devotees, but that form is pure consciousness. You are the seed of everything. Everything comes from you, and you are the soul of everyone. To you, I offer my humble obeisances. And then he directly says it. My dear Lord, when my sacrifice was disrupted, I became fiercely angry. Why? Because of my false pride. Thus, and look how he reacted. Thus, I tried to destroy your entire cowherd community with my severe rain and wind. What will one do when one is proud and becomes angry? One is capable of anything. O Lord, you have shown mercy to me by shattering my false pride, and you defeated my attempt to punish Vrindavan. And to you, the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, and the supreme soul, I have now come to you to take shelter of your lotus feet. This is the mood to be in Sarabhikund. Then, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he looked at Indra and he smiled. But he spoke to him in a voice that sounded like the rumbling of clouds. It was grave, serious. My dear Indra, Krishna said, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven. And I wanted you to always remember me. A man blinded by the intoxication with his power and opulence, he cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. And if I desire real welfare for him, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. Pride is the great enemy. Indra, you may now go. Execute your appointed duties. Remain in your position as King of Heaven. But be sober and be without pride. And then, after Krishna spoke to Indra in this very serious way, Surabhi, along with her progeny, the cows, then offered her obeisances to Lord Krishna. And she respectfully didn't feel herself qualified to offer prayers, but yet she respectfully requested his attention. And that gentle lady addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was present before her as a cowherd boy. She said, O Krishna, the greatest of mystics, O soul and origin of the universe, you are the master of the world. And by your grace, O infallible Lord, we have you as our master. You are the worshipable deity of us. Therefore, O Lord of the universe, for the benefit of the cows, for the benefit of the Brahmins, for the benefit of the demigods and all other saintly persons, please become our Indra. And from then on, Krishna was known as Govinda, as ordered by Lord Brahma. We shall now perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as our Indra, our Govinda. O soul of the universe, you descended to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. And Srila Sukadeva Goswami, while narrating this, he then said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk. And Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavat. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasaratha, and gave him the name Govinda. Here, in this place, the bathing ceremony took place, and I think we are all very fortunate to be here. Hare Krishna. So, before the next kirtan begins, please just turn to Surabhi Kund and offer a very, very deep prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. And then carry that deep mood into the kirtan as it begins, please.